guys, it's Kayri, and today on my first ever podcast episode, I'll be talking about one of the world's most known serial killers, the Night Stalker. The Night Stalker's real name was Richard Ramirez, and he was born in El Paso, Texas, U.S. The Night Stalker was not abused as a kid, but he did not have a healthy home. His parents would always be on very heavy drugs and always drunk, and they were not the best people when they were drunk or on drugs. But as he grew up, he got crazier and crazier. As a kid, he would go into his neighborhood and kill the local cats, and then he would leave those cats on that person who owned the cat's driveway for them to come home to it. But he didn't know he was going to grow up to be one of the world's most known serial killers. I'll tell you about the first time he ever tried to kill someone. So he went into a thrift store, and there was this girl at the thrift store, and she was looking at this hat that said, I think it's ACDC, and she was looking at it and then put it back down and then left the store. So he bought that hat and put it on and raced after her car and pulled up right beside her car while they were at a red light, and they both looked at each other, and that girl, she said how she was feeling, and she felt like very uncomfortable and scared because just the look that he would give them, it just terrified them. So then she went home, and while she was pulling into her driveway, he was just pulling up into the back alley, but she didn't know that. So when she got out of her car, he smacked the top of his car to make a noise so she would, like, turn back around and see him. And he shot her, but the key, like, the bullet reflected off her key. And then, like, she pretended to be dead, and then he came and put that hat that she was looking on that said ACDC on her head, and then he went into the house to go and kill her roommate, but the roommate sadly, like, didn't survive. She's dead. And she decided after a couple minutes to go into the house, but to go through the front door because she assumed, like, he's probably gonna be going through the garage, that's where his car is. And while she was going up to the steps to the front door, he was walking out of the front door. And they met eye to eye, and she said, "Why are you going to kill me? You already tried to kill me and didn't succeed." So he walked away, left his car, and she called the cops. So, like, he successfully killed someone, but he wasn't very smart because she gave a description of what he looked like. So that was the first ever time he ever tried to kill someone. So he was already, like, they already had a description of him. So then he got way better at his killings, and he would always make mistakes, though. He would leave shoe prints. He always wore these same shoes. He would wear shoe prints, and his feet were huge. He would either leave them leaving the house or coming in through the house, or they would be in the house. And the cops took pictures of those shoe prints over and over and over again. So, like, of course they knew it was the same person over and over again. And this is how he owns up to his name, the Night Stalker. He would go through kids' windows at night, and he would take them, and she would take them to, like, houses he rented or hotels, and he would, like, abuse them for the night, and then in the morning, like, early morning, would drive them to, like, a gas station and tell them, like, go inside and call the cops. So they would go inside and call the cops, and then they would, of course, give, like, descriptions of that person, like, of the Night Stalker, and they would be like, "He's tall. He's, like, light-skinned. He may be Mexican. He smells pungent, and his teeth are rotten." And he kept doing this to kids, so they kept giving the same description. And they brought in a sketch artist for each every one of them, and the picture would always come out the same. And then he would also almost get caught, like, every single time he would kill someone. So, like, I'll give you two, like, examples. So, one time, he had a dentist, or not, like, he didn't kill someone, like, right now, but, like, he had a dentist appointment, and he went to his dentist appointment, and they, like, did his teeth, but then they called the cops off after, saying, like, "I think the Night Stalker was just in here." So, like, "Okay, when's his next appointment?" And they said, "Next week." So, he came in. The cops put, like, undercover cops into the dentist appointment and waited till his next appointment next week. And it was, like, the day of his appointment, he never came in. So they were like, hey, well, he's not going to come in. There's no point. So I'm going to take them out because it's costing me too much money. But they put a button under the counter where they work, the reception desk, to press it when he came in. And he came in the next day, the cops took him out. And they tried to press the button, but it would not work. So then they just did his teeth and let him go. They didn't even call the cops or anything. And then one time, I think this is the last time he almost got caught, he was driving a car that from, like, running away from one of his just kills, and it was not registered because he had just stolen it and it wasn't registered. And the cops pulled him over and they're like, hey, you need to get out of the car, like, can you come to our car? So he got out and he heard over the cop, like, radio dispatch saying, like, we found a body, like, come here. So he quickly, like, panicked and drew the devil star on, like, the window, then ran back to the car he had just stolen and gotten away. So they knew, like, the cops knew they just had them because he left that devil star, which is honestly really crazy. So then he did end up getting caught, but I couldn't figure out any way to see how he got caught, but he did. And he went into the courthouse to do his trial and stuff, and he had the devil star imprinted on his hand, like, he would cut it into his hand, and every time leaving the court case, he would hold up that sign and say, "Halt Satan," to the judge. But when he was also in his court cases, this group of girls called the Girls Dressed in Black, they would come in and flirt with him and tell the judge, argue with the judge, like, he's not guilty, like, you have no evidence of, like, him being guilty. But they did, right? So he got the life sentence, and he was also on death row. But he died in jail of cancer on June 7, 2003. But he was also on, like, death row. So that's kind of crazy how, like, he was alive when we were. But that is the end of my Night Stalker episode. It was a lot to take in, but I hope you like listening to the horrible but true series. Or the horrible but true stories of the serial killers, but Night Stalker edition. I hope you tune in to my next episode next week for one of the world's most known serial killers. Make sure you like and follow my TikTok at KaveryJane_2828. Bye!